something like that with the triple double.
Right now, they're not even it, bro.
Man, I'm just saying, without that man, they legit have a lottery pick without that man. For real, for real.
So? You can say that about a lot of players.
I mean, sure. That's true. That's true. Oh, they actually have an 8 seed right now, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're 8 seed.
Oh, they are 8? I thought they were 9.
Yeah. No, they're the
AC. I mean, that still don't guarantee them a playoff spot either.
Okay. Yeah, that's a playing spot.
Yeah. Can't believe Derrick Rose wanted to go to New York. That shit crazy.
Whatever reason, he likes playing with Tom Thibodeau, I think.
But didn't he, the last time he was in New York, didn't he want out?
I don't think so. I just think it didn't work out, but. I mean, he on an expiring contract anyway, so he probably won't be there next year.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this shit started. Yo, what's good? We back. Episode 21, Mind of Reese podcast featuring who? My niggas Jerron and Derek.
Another one.
What'd you say?
I said another one. The fuck?
Oh, another one. I thought you said in that order. I was about to say, this nigga still on the line now.
Y'all just find any reason to be fucking. Come on, y'all.
Nigga, you just had us waiting for a minute. We gotta hold you. I'm just being honest.
Nigga said I had y'all waiting for a minute. Nigga, it was 10 minutes. Boy, y'all some of the biggest hoes, crying ass niggas out of everything. Man, y'all crazy.
Okay, that's a minute.
I ain't even have my smoke yet, bro. That's crazy.
Oh, damn. You know what?
Let me just go ahead and smoke real quick, but y'all niggas start acting out.
You sound like a crackhead right now.
Thanks.
You sound like a crackhead.
But anyway. I need my weed. Dope fiend.
Bro, that's crazy. Anybody say I need that shit, I said I ain't smoke yet. Y'all niggas acting out. Let me calm down. I can bunk on y'all niggas, bro. All
right. So, unfortunately, we're here to talk about one topic today. And it's the Super Bowl that took place on Sunday between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Safe to say, if you saw our last episode, it did not go the way we expected at all.
Not even a glimpse.
Not even close. That shit hurt my feelings.
It was cool. Can I get a chroma blocking? God damn.
Chroma what?
Block it.
I don't smoke weed. I don't know what that means.
Bro, can y'all niggas
hear blocking.
Maurice, wake up, nigga. Go get some coffee, dog. What's happening? Are you okay, bro? Is everything? Every time I say something, this nigga in the back, like, what'd you say? Every time I say something, this nigga in the back, like, wait, I don't even know what the fuck that means, nigga. You just ready to shit on a nigga today, huh? That's, I'm gonna just sit in the silence, bro. I'm gonna just sit in the back. Y'all do your thing, bro. I'm gonna just be here, okay? Let me just roll up. Because maybe it's me tripping. I don't know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, Derek, if it's any solace, I'm with you on that one.
that one was fucked up. I really didn't know. That one was fucked up. I don't know what that nigga said blocking, and I'm like, we talking about football the whole time, and I'm like, blocking? What the fuck this nigga talking about?
Oh, this nigga said, I don't smoke weed. I don't know what that means. Boy, I about died.
Oh, man. Well, maybe that's I didn't realize it because we ain't seen up on Sunday.
Shit.
I'm done. I saw something. Apparently, like Nick Wright said it or something, but they said that Patrick Mahomes scrambled for like 495 yards total.
Yeah, 497 yards running from these niggas, bro.
That's insane.
I've never seen no shit like that in my life.
Ever.
But you know what's crazy is that, I mean, leading up to this, me and Jerron did say, does it feel like Kansas City just can't catch a break? Like, they just kept losing players. And yep. But we knew this. It's like, we didn't want to believe it. But I woke up that morning, like, even on the show, bro, I was like, oh, man, in my gut. And I was like, fuck that. I ain't going to be no bitch, nigga. Fuck that. Kansas City taking it. Knowing damn well I was lying to myself.
That was, yo, you know, I was on that boat with you because I'm like, bro, I just feel it. Like, Tampa Bay about to win, but I don't want it to fucking happen. Exactly. But like that? Nah.
That was some bullshit.
That's crazy. Everything leading up to the game and the game itself just did not go in Kansas City's favor.
Oh, at all, bro.
I've never seen a quarterback under pressure that much in the Super Bowl ever.
Fuck the Super Bowl at all.
At all, really.
Like, bro, if
Mahomes looked like Russell Wilson for half the season, for real, for real.
If Patrick Mahomes wasn't as mobile as he is, he probably doesn't make it out of the first half.
Like, first of all.
And mind you, he had toe turf the whole time, too. Or turf toe, my bad.
Yeah. On top of that, he had turf toe. And I've had turf toe. That shit sucks.
I believe it. What is turf toe? I've heard that a lot, but I've never really, like, I don't even.
I didn't have to get surgery for mine, but that shit's ass. Like, because, like, with my turf toe, it was a strained ligament. His ligament was actually torn in his toe.
Boy, fuck. Yeah, and this nigga out here running for his life on a torn ligament in his toe.
And throwing passes. Pinpoint accuracy.
Bro.
While falling.
I told my homeboy, if I see them drop one more pass, I'm turning this game off and I'm going to the bar. That boy was horizontal. My nigga looked
like Patrick Mahomes for that game. I said he's literally the only person in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform that showed up to play that day.
That's real.
Please don't come to me with the fucking look at all the weapons he got. Why couldn't these niggas catch these pinpoint blank passes?
Bro, exactly. That's what I've been trying to tell niggas since that game.
Of course he got weapons, but yo, where was these niggas that Sunday?
They gotta catch the fucking ball.
Like, number one, he's running for his life. Number two, those two or three crucial, because those like first few drop passes in the first half were crucial, possession balls. Like, had y'all caught that, they probably would have kept the sticks moving. They probably would have scored. However, that momentum shifts. You're already playing an away game. Tampa's already playing at home. They got fans in the stands. Come on now. Like, that's all it takes to hype up a team. And let's not pretend like that Bucs defense. I mean, not like we've been pretending, but that Bucs defense has been elite for the second half. They've been killing shit. So, I mean, that's all it took, man. It's crazy what just a couple of, like, fucked-off plays will do to an entire game of football, bro.
That's literally all it takes.
That's it. That's it, bro. Like, that one drop pass, when I forgot who it was. Oh, man, I was a little saucy at this point in the day. But I remember it was a crucial third down. Hit that man right in the hands. I don't know if he was just thinking about moving up.
That was Travis Kelce.
Yeah. It was Kelce. I don't know if he was just ready to run upfield or what, but that man – man, yeah, it was huge. After that, Tampa come down and scored.
And then when you already have a suspect defense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, the defense moves with the offense, which is weird. Kansas City probably one of the only teams in the history of the sport where, like, the defense moves with the offense. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy how that team operates as a whole, like, momentum-wise. Not that most defenses don't feed off of the offense because, you know, offense comes out and scores. Now, you know, it just kind of hypes up the team. But Kansas City just something about them boys. They do that shit differently, for real, for real.
Man, first of all, we know Kansas City's defense isn't that great. So, I just walked away from this, and my first thing is, wow, they about to gas Brady up for this. Like, he really, man, I just.
See, but that's the thing. Is like, we can't even knock Brady because he played his game. He did exactly what he needed to do.
I'm not knocking Brady. I'm just saying they're about to he went out and put up superb performance.
Yeah, facts.
Bro, how do you have 95 penalty yards in the first half?
They broke the record for penalty yards in a Super Bowl.
Mike Evans is a flopping-ass bitch, bro.
Yeah.
They wasn't even hiding the fact of how loose they were with the laundry. My problem was flags. Yes, some of those flags, most of them were actual calls. My problem was they weren't calling them on Tampa Bay at all.
Exactly.
I saw so many holes, so many PIs that Tampa Bay just got away with. That was my problem. If you're going to call it both ways. Don't just call it on one team.
Yes, or exactly. Let them
play. Some of those calls, like by the book, yes, you throw that flag. But fuck, it's the Super Bowl, man. Let them play.
It's not going both ways. It's kind of funny because it's just like that Packers game. There was a couple of crucial fucking stops that Tampa got where they were holding the receivers. Did not get those calls. And mind you, before I proceed to explain myself, I'm not the type of nigga in any sport to blame the refs, because I get it. Bad calls happen both ways. I mean, unless it's just blatant, you know, Rams Saints, you know, that was blatant as fuck. Nigga should have got that call. You know, unless it's like certain situations where it's like, dog, this game was blatant as fuck, bro. Like, and it just kind of carried Tampa to the promised land. And I hate to be that nigga, because I'm still going to give respect. I mean, it wasn't all refs. But, man, we can't sit here and pretend like the refs did not help these boys, man. Like, we cannot. And I don't, bro, if I hear a man deny it, I will walk the fuck away. I'm done talking sports with him, for real, because it was obvious.
It was so obvious. It's like, bro, it came every time Kansas City,
did something good.
Here come a flag. Yep. Every time there was a potential for them to make a play, to build some momentum, here come a flag. It was like, yep, they didn't have to do it the whole game. It was momentum-killing flags is what did it.
Yep.
Like,
yep, exactly.
Like, on one drive, they went like 85 yards and 70 of them was penalty yards. Yes. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, bro. Exactly.
Like, crazy, bro, man. That one where I don't know who was defending Mike Evans, but the guy tripped.
Yes.
I guess, like, tapped Mike Evans. And I'm like, bro, Mike Evans is like 6'4", bro. Bro. And nigga flopped. He barely touched him.
Bro, everybody in the
house. And on top of that
one might be a flag. I'm like, nigga, where is that
on
flag?
Top of that, the ball wasn't catchable, bro.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to catch that ball.
That's exactly what I was saying. Everybody in the house was like, "Oh no, man, no one might be a fight." Because I was obviously, I lost money on it. I admitted that. But everybody in my house was like, kind of like mixed. And they was like, "Oh no, man." Everybody but me was like, "That one kind of looked like a flag." I was like, "How the fuck is Mike catching that? Are we playing basketball all of a sudden? All of a sudden, you can't put your hands on a man. Like, he tripped and touched dude. The dude went flying. Like, bro, you big ass dude flying like that off of like a toe tap. Come on now." Come
now on, all man. Of a sudden the refs know what pass interference in the playoffs look like. Suck my
boy. That shit crazy, though.
Oh man. Also, what is it with Tampa Bay's quarterbacks and DBs loving to talk so much shit? Antoine Winfield, I get it, you know, keep that same energy. You put up the deuce because he put up the deuce to you and he smoked your ass.
I like
that. Did they not literally have like multiple niggas on Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
It's not like he was just doing it himself.
Yo, listen. So I was looking at the next gen stats and shit like that. Tyreek Hill was double covered on every single play.
Yeah, they weren't fucking around, bro.
After what he did to them last time, I'd do it too.
I was about to say, nigga burns you for 200 receiving yards in the first quarter, ain't you?
But the thing is, you know who the real Super Bowl MVP was for the Bucs? Lavonte David. This nigga one-on-one took Kelsey out the fucking game. And that's why they double-teaming Tyreek Hill. Because Lavonte, he was on Kelsey's ass the whole fucking game.
Bro. Kelsey could not breathe in that. I don't know. It was crazy. I've never seen that Kansas City offense looking like that. I mean, since Mahomes has taken over at quarterback.
Kelsey couldn't do shit against Lavonte David. Like, nothing. And that is what stopped their offense. And my thing is, so they're playing cover two high safeties. You got your linebackers manned up on the fucking on the tight end. Mm-hmm. They're only blocking with five linemen. Run the fucking ball, man. God damn.
Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire should have smoked them dudes, bro.
He was eating.
Put Levy on him. Like, bro, just like, there's a multitude of things that they could have done to, like, kind of balance out the game. But I feel like they just wanted to keep. They were so dead set on getting that home run touchdown that they're known for, which, you know, I don't blame them. However, at some point in that game, you got to realize that, yo, this defense is not going to give us those big plays. They were literally going to make you chop them up the entire way down, which would have benefited in Kansas City. I feel like they were just going way too hard for that home run play, in my opinion. Or trying way too hard. There we go.
What else was something that y'all noticed from the game that y'all want to talk about?
You said what else? What else as well?
Yeah. Something that y'all might have noticed from the game that y'all want to talk about, whether it be positive, negative.
The fact that this is the first game that Patrick Mahomes has started at quarterback that they did not score a touchdown in.
That's nuts.
That's fucking stupid. That's insane, bro. Like when I read that, I was like, oh, it just wasn't meant to be. This is just baby ghost time. And then, Bo, can we talk about Stephen A. Smith going on motherfucking first day saying how Patrick Mahomes can no longer be the GOAT?
Yeah, that's some bullshit. Like,
this said man's that? Not in the fourth. Yes, yeah. Bro. Verbatim said that shit.
I love Stephen A. Smith.
I'm starting to fall off that bandwagon because I used to fuck with him too. He's been saying
I haven't watched. Shit, really. I told y'all I haven't watched First Take. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to watch none of the sports media. I like Stephen A. too, but that's some stupid ass shit to say.
Bro, that's like, bro, he's young.
His football takes. He's a basketball guy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, even some of his basketball takes is bullshit.
Bro, he told Kyrie Irving to fucking retire 2 months ago, and now he's talking about they're going to the chip.
Well, that's different. He probably told Kyrie retire for different reasons. But when he's going up against Max and Skip Bayless, I mean, Stephen A. knows basketball. Don't get me wrong. But he sounds much better when he's going up against them. When somebody like Jay Williams or Jalen Rose comes on the show.
That's real.
Yeah.
Kind of start to expose that nigga takes. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I really hate how people are okay. Tom Brady's the GOAT, cool. But don't set parameters on what can and can't happen for somebody else to become the GOAT. When you didn't set those parameters, when the guy you consider to be the GOAT, you didn't put these roadblocks in front of him that he has to approach to become the GOAT. And then when they approach him, you move the goalposts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they do with Jordan. That's what they're doing with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking shit like, oh, he lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. He can never be the GOAT. Like, what?
That doesn't make sense
to me. You can't tell me that he can't do anything over the next 10 to 12 years to become the greatest ever, especially when his first 3 years, AFC Championship, back-to-back Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP, and MVP, and the nigga's not even 26 yet.
Bro, that is fucking unfathomable. that is the craziest shit like to think about. That this man
is like 26. That's like, damn, Derek won't let us. But I saw a post that said if Lamar Jackson went out and had the performance that Patrick Mahomes had in the Super Bowl, y'all wouldn't hear end of it. I said, well, Lamar Jackson doesn't have a resume to get that kind of pass either.
Facts. That's real. And, like, let's be honest, Lamar Jackson comes out and does that in the first round, you know, almost every year. That's people was like shade. Like, that's just real.
People was like, well, the only thing Pat Mahomes got over him is the Super Bowl. I'm like, bro, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Yeah, thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And then they say, which is valid, they say Lamar ain't got the weapons that Pat Mahomes has. Yes, no, that's true.
100%. Nobody has the weapons. Other side for Brady, maybe.
We know
exactly. Exactly. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league right now, like bar none. It's
he's
simple.
The most – it's like Patrick Mahomes and it's everyone else.
Exactly.
Nigga,
which
like,
is crazy.
I hate to even acknowledge this nigga on our podcast, but my former teammate.
Your boy?
Yeah. I'm not even
– what's his name?
I'm not even going to say the name.
who is it? I don't know.
Is that voice? Is it Holloway?
Lamar Jackson is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Bro, yes. When I saw that shit, I
when the fuck
cried,
did he say that?
Bro, I posted the screenshot.
Oh, I had started reading that, but I had got caught up at work. Oh, I never finished it.
Bro, yeah, I was at work. I said that shit right now. I'm immediately the post.
Bro, he was going in on Patrick Mahomes, talk about how Patrick Mahomes,
bro.
Blah, 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 blah. Y'all would never let Lamar Jackson off.
Is it in the shop or did you post it on your page?
I posted on my page.
All right, cool.
I'm just like, my nigga. And he wanted me to say that Patrick Mahomes played like trash. I'm like, no, I'm not saying that because he didn't. Him, receivers dropping the ball does not equate to Mahomes playing like trash. Mahomes running for his life because his O-line is in shambles does not equate to Mahomes playing like trash. Like, and I'm not even going to go hard on the O-line. When you got four starters out, I can't be mad that they're not blocking that well, especially against an elite pass rush. Like,
I recognize this nigga. Yeah. He's Lamar Jackson dick eater. I could tell. Because when I posted that goddamn episode of us having the Lamar Jackson debate, you had tagged him in it. And he posted like five comments before.
But with the quickness, The boy said, tell Derek, shut the fuck up. He sounded like a basketball player. He was so upset. Bro, that shit was so funny.
I'm just like, and this is where I lose leverage. When I say, nigga, I played the game, so I personally believe that my football IQ, my knowledge of the game is
100%.
Niggas on Facebook. But it's niggas like that that give niggas credit that say, just because you played don't mean you know the game. Because the nigga was nice. He was nice.
That's wild. What position did he play?
Played running back. It was pretty damn good. Small. He was shifty. He's one of the motherfuckers you couldn't see behind the whole line. Next thing you know, he busted me for 60. He wasn't no scrub. Now, he wasn't our starter, but the reason he wasn't the starter is because the nigga in front of him, this nigga named Drake was just...
He was just that dude.
We called him Drake the Freak. Like he was really like that. That's before crazy. He got hurt, if he would have never got hurt, I know he'd be in the league right now. But he tore his calf. It was pretty much over after that. But Drake, nigga, was like that. But we had a crazy-ass 1-2 punch at running back with them two motherfuckers. But, yeah, it's just like, bro, like, look at how you sound. Like, first of all, you as a running back, you should know the importance of an O-line. Like, what? You supposed to know more than anybody.
Yeah, it's crazy. That bias of common nigga judgment, for real, whether you've been on the field or not.
Yeah, because he's from Florida, so, you know.
That's what it is. explains it.
I just lived in Florida for the last 8 years of my life, bro. I know exactly. You say less. That's all. You could have led with that. We could have been like, oh, okay, moving on.
Yeah.
It's like Florida, Louisiana niggas with Young Boy and Chicago niggas with Derrick Rose. You don't have those debates.
Exactly. You just don't. You got it, bro. You got it. You're right. Whatever they say. All right, bro.
Like, Derrick Rose is a god in Chicago. Don't ever have a fucking Derrick Rose debate with a Chicago nigga.
And Texas niggas, Texas rappers.
UGK, don't even try.
UGK is the goat. If you ask them, boy, nobody can touch UGK at all.
UGK better than Outkast. Shut the fuck up,
bro. That's a real thing. People will really say
to
that
them. Too. They not will to really say else.
That. That's what I'm saying. It's like it goes back to like that meme. It's like UGK and like bro, like at the end of the meme, it's just them like everybody else looking at them just. Ducks.
What for Jay-Z, we wouldn't even be having this conversation because we wouldn't know them niggas. Anyway.
Boy.
That was kind of disrespectful. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
I was about to say that was a little disrespectful. I was about to say that you crossed the line, fam. You didn't like, I'm so behooved right now, I didn't know what to say.
I realized that. I was like, maybe I was out of line for that one.
I'm mad. That hurt my feelings, bro.
Yeah, so now Brady got 7 rings, and now they're going to make it. It sucks because we know for a fact, you can see it, Patrick Mahomes is not even far away from being considered the GOAT, and it's only like his 3rd season.
Exactly.
But the fact that Brady has 7 rings, and that 7th ring came against a blowout against Mahomes, they are going to make it so hard to become the GOAT. When it's so clear... First of all, he already has the fact that he's 10 times more talented than Tom Brady has ever been in his entire career.
And Tom Brady will get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even in their interview, Tom Brady was like, man, I wish I could do something before we could do.
Bro. Exactly.
But if Brady was out here moving like Mahomes, how many rings this man would have?
You know what else Stephen A. does that annoys me? Constantly choking on the dick of Aaron Rodgers. Like, bro, he got constantly. First Take once. Yo, I've never seen him say a bad thing about Aaron Rodgers.
Ever.
He got on First Take one time and was like, has Patrick Mahomes done anything we can't see or haven't seen Aaron Rodgers do? Bro, this shit in the Super Bowl? I ain't seen Aaron Rodgers do that.
Yeah. That, bro, throwing pinpoint accuracy balls while you're falling to the ground fucking 40 yards down the field. It's one thing if you falling and you kick it to the running back that's sitting right there, or you just check it up and a nigga make a free catch. This nigga Patrick Mahomes was throwing them bitches on the money like he was standing in the pocket.
Bro, I thought that shit was gonna stick to old boy's face
to the corner.
Yes.
The nigga last name Pringle caught it. I thought that was a touchdown. I swear to God.
No. It should have been.
It should have been because his knees and legs was in. I don't understand. Fuck it. They didn't even review it or nothing. Like,
no, it wasn't. It wasn't a touchdown because when he landed on.
Yeah, maintain possession.
Yeah,
that's the Dez rule. God damn it. Damn. I'm not gonna lie. After halftime, I started drinking, so I don't really remember too much after that.
The thing about I wasn't even nervous about the game until like
I was, 10, bro.
Fourth.
See,
because we seen Kansas City just come out this hole too many times. My thing with Kansas City is all they needed was that one play to get sparked. That's what they do.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
Like my boys would say it all year. They score that one big play. They get that one. They break for that one run, and it's like the floodgates open. And they're like, "Oh yeah, that's how we do this." And then boom, and they just take the fuck off. And I wasn't. Once the first half was over and they still hadn't done shit, I was like, "Oh, like this Tampa defense ain't them same teams that they came back on last year. This ain't that Houston defense from last year. You know what I'm saying? This ain't who else was that? This ain't San Francisco. Like this." This is a completely different squad, bro. And, like, it was just – they had their number, man. Man, God damn it, I fucking hate that. Like, I hate Tom Brady, boy. I'm so fucking sick, bro.
Bro, I can't stand that bastard. Fucking retire already. God damn.
I'm only talking about it because we have to be honest. I'm not.
Bro, did y'all see that meme? It was a list of quarterbacks that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame at 43 years old. And this man just won his 7th Super Bowl at 43 years old.
Yeah,
this nigga sold his soul to the devil when he was at a young age. Like he had to have been.
Shit. And then like people are still saying, he took a trash Tampa Bay team to the Super Bowl, bro. If you don't pay attention to football, just say that,
bro.
If you're casual, just say that.
I've been arguing with niggas about this shit for the last 2 days, niggas, bro. You don't have to diminish the niggas around Tom Brady. Tom Brady. Everybody saw how good that damn team was. They literally, like, they had 40 turnovers last year, and they went 7-9. If you cut the turnovers in half, they are contenders in the NFC. That is it.
You know what's funny is that I've been on both sides of the fence because you got the niggas. It's like, oh, Tampa carried a trash team. Nigga, stop. No, you just addressed that. Then we got the other niggas. It's like, oh, he went to a stack team. Nigga, stop. Bro, no, he didn't. Like, y'all were trying to discredit all, like, y'all. It's just crazy, man. Seen it from both sides because these niggas, they were a good team last year. They were a good team who needed to replace their main weapon, their main quarterback, you know, their main piece with somebody who could come in. And I mean, obviously Tom Brady and Jameis Winston, like, they're not even in the same conversation. So you bring in, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and then you put a whole bunch of talent around him. But it's just like that thread that I tagged you in, I want to say like the day before the Super Bowl, or no, it was the morning of, and that old boy was like, AB, Gronk, and Fournette haven't done anything all year. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, and then it's just – and then what are they doing the fucking Super Bowl?
Who are the three best players on offense in the fucking Super Bowl?
Exactly. Bro, it was just so funny. I was like, yo, the irony. It's crazy. Bro, it just shows, like, as much as you hate Tom Brady, it shows that if you put all your eggs in his basket, he will lead you to fucking promised land. Right? And that's what it – I mean, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions, bro. It's crazy.
It was in a group that I was arguing with today, tried to say Leonard Fournette not even in his prime. I said, nigga, what? I saw that too. He's 26. They were okay, trying to say, bro, he's a couple months older than me.
Yeah.
They were trying to say that Leonard Fournette's not in his prime because he got cut by the Jags, the worst team in the league. Bro, getting cut doesn't mean you're not in your fucking prime. I can say that. Tom Brady got released by the fucking Patriots. Bro. Does that mean sorry?
Right.
He got cut by the Jags. He got cut by the Jags because him and the relationship with the front office went bad.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there no more.
That's why he got cut. The nigga ran for 1,100 yards last year. He was like ranked 7th in the league in total rushing yards. Don't tell me this nigga's not in his prime. Then the nigga gonna say he's never had back-to-back 1,000-yard season. Yeah, because he got hurt.
No. Dudes just don't pay. Dudes just be out here typing shit on the internet. That's just like old dude telling me. The only reason why Fournette did anything is because RJ got hurt. Bro, I just stopped arguing with them after that. I was like, oh, okay. So then they were able to bring in another first option running back that they had at the two. But you got two first option running backs in your backfield, bro. Like, are you dumb? Yeah, he came in and did exactly what the fuck a first option running back is supposed to do. He ran the ball, yes. Bro. Like,
and I'm just like, people like, he only did something because Rojo got hurt. Well, that's what he's supposed to do. They wasn't exactly. going to bring him in and take Rojo's spot from him because Rojo already had that spot and they signed exactly. him.
For years, Rojo's been fighting for that spot, you know, and I respect the coaches for that, for real, because they really could have held him, because he's been, like, last year, who was it? It was him and, oh, my God, who was that running back that they had last year? Was it Chris? It's not Chris Jones. Oh, man, my mind's blank, bro. I can't think of dude's name. But anyways, he's been competing for it for a couple of years now, I feel like, where it's just been running back by committee, RBBC, for real.
And Rojo played well. This whole year.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know what's crazy? I had them both on my fucking fantasy squad because I was like, okay, bet. You know, maybe I'll be able to kind of like feel out who's going to be, you know, dominating the ball more. No, nigga, bro, it was a guess from week to week. And I lost half those fucking guesses, like for real, because they were both doing their thing on the off week for me. But for Tampa, you know, when they needed it most, for real.
No, I don't hate to do this because this shit hilarious. It's this page on Instagram. It got nothing to do with the fuck we talking about. It said, imagine Akira Toriyama is on his deathbed and his final words are, Yamcha has been holding back all this time. And it's a picture of him going Ultra Instinct standing next to Broly and Goku. I'm fucking dead.
Bro.
Oh, man. All right, back to the regular. Back to the regularly scheduled program.
Back to your regular. That boy a fool.
Bro, this. First of all, I want to shout out Saints player CJ Gardner Johnson, who always seems to bring the energy that I want from this fucking team. Instead of congratulating Tampa Bay, he's on Twitter saying, you know, what I'm thinking, crazy. We folded to a team not like that. Yeah, I'm sick till we play them next year. We want it back in blood, nigga. Fuck that shit. I hope Tom Brady come back.
Just so that we can get smacked up a couple times.
Please don't retire, nigga.
What y'all going to do that quarterback, though?
Maybe. To be honest, it's looking like Jameis. I'm going to be honest. Sure. The way it's looking, I feel like they trust Jameis and they want to go with Jameis. Because they don't seem to be aggressive with, like, you know, the Carson Wentz shit or anything else. And apparently, I don't know if it's true, but the Eagles are looking for a Matthew Stafford type deal for Carson Wentz. So, if that's what it's going to take to get Carson Wentz, I'm good on it.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I mean, you know, I'm a firm believer in closed mouths don't get fed. But come on. Come on, son. Y'all know damn well we're not getting that type of deal for Carson Wentz.
Did y'all hear the Detroit Lions asked about Aaron Donald when they
I saw that shit.
I know they was like, fuck out of here.
I'd have hung up the phone.
I know they was like, come on, son. Like, don't disrespect me. Get the fuck out of here.
That's exactly why I'd have hung up the phone, because you clearly disrespected me if you think that's about to go down.
Oh, you testing my fucking gangster right now, and I don't appreciate it.
The fact that they even said his name.
But I think people forget how talented of a quarterback Jameis Winston is.
He's very good. I love
him. No, he is. Like, he's not terrible. He just needs a little guidance. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
I think,
and maybe being behind Breeze for this year, and, you know, if Breeze does come back as a backup next year and does take less money without retiring, who knows? You know, it just gives another year of Jameis listening to one of the greatest ever and really having that, like, that mentor. You know what I'm saying? So who knows?
You just said take less money and what?
I said take less money. Maybe he comes off the bench and takes less money. I don't know. Like, maybe Drew Brees just doesn't want to retire yet. That's all I was saying.
I can't see him not retiring and coming off the bench, to be honest. So, yeah, just retire, big dog. Anyway.
That's it. Just go and hang that up.
Hang it up, brother. Hang it up. Ready to move on.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, the car just need a little, you know what I'm saying, just need a little polish, you know, a little spit shine, and you never know how shit gonna work. That's all Jameis needs, just a little polishing up, you know, put a little wax on the ride, you know, buff it out a little bit, vacuum the inside, and you never know what you might get. You'd be surprised with a detail in the car.
Be,
the whole
you car. Might just be eating a W or two.
Yep. I believe in James, especially under Sean Payton. I just wish he'd get the fuck out of New Orleans so I could root for him.
I'm not gonna lie though. I guess it was I don't know if it was the Pro Bowl shit or the beginning of the season or whatever. He was doing the cone shit where you had to throw the footballs at the cone. This nigga ain't hit one cone, dog. Yeah, hit one cone, bro. Nigga was missing the fuck out them cones, bro.
Like, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of that time whenever it was like Dak Prescott and then I think it was David Carr. They were on some like it was like some pre Super Bowl like festivities. They were doing a little activity where you like you throw it at the targets. But when I tell you that David Carr, ex quarterback for the most fucking Houston Texans, was out here lighting his ass up. Dakota couldn't hit not one, and David Carr was out there just killing that shit. Boy, I will never forget that shit. The amount of the way the Cowboys fans came to his rescue about that video, it was just I will never forget it. But that was
It's gonna feel odd having arguably the most accurate quarterback in NFL history not as my quarterback, because Jameis is gonna like overthrow and fuck up a lot of passes most likely. But I do have faith in Jameis because Sean Payton was very limited when it came to Drew Brees because Drew Brees just stands in the pocket, he can't do anything else. So
yeah,
I don't know, man. We'll see if you know. I don't think our team – I think we have a very good team. If we have a game manager as a quarterback like a Jameis, if Jameis happens to be a game manager, I think we can still be a playoff team. We're just not going to be considered a Super Bowl team. But it is what it is. We'll see how it go.
All of play won't allow him to be a game manager.
Yeah, that's true.
He gonna sling that bitch. He reminds me a lot of just Donovan McNabb, honestly. Like, not the most athletic, but can run.
Yeah.
And then gonna sling that bitch. He gonna throw that ball. Now, who come down with it, you know, we don't know, but he gonna let that bitch fly.
I just hope we don't waste all this talent that we got on this fucking team, because the amount of talent on this team is underrated. It's not talked about enough. Like,
y'all gonna be broke for.
Yeah, we're gonna be broke as fuck. That's why we have to capitalize on this talent that we got, because if we just go broke and nothing. I thought the window was closing. Well, I always said after the Rams shit, that was it. Like, the window closed. I never truly believed we were a Super Bowl team after that. Like, not even this year. And this year's team is arguably, like, as far as talent, better than those years. But
yeah.
I never genuinely felt like that. But I also didn't think we would have a Jameis Winston as quarterback when Drew retired. I thought it would be Taysom Hill. And I'd have just shot myself in the fucking head. All right. Like, I saw all I had to see from Taysom Hill this season to know this nigga cannot start for my team. Like, nigga, first of all, you made Alvin Kamara obsolete. You cannot start for this team. And yes, Derek, I understand. I'm speaking for you as well. You don't even have to say it. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Taysom Hill fucked you over.
Yeah. If I ever see that big-ass white boy, I'm going to have to slap him one time. Just why couldn't you get a ball to Kamara, fam? You know what?
Why are we talking about? I was about mad this? As fuck in the bar, yo. Why are we talking about this nigga? Tom Brady had ran down on Honey Badger talking shit. I'm like, yo, he not even built like that, dog. Like, and then I thought to myself, I beat this nigga. And then halfway through, I was like Tom Brady, like 6'5".
I was gonna say, but what if Tom Brady just got? What if he just like Gordon Ramsay out here with them paws for real, for real?
Shit, I don't believe that shit.
But what if he is? I didn't say that.
No.
I didn't say that, but what if he is, bro?
Tom Brady gives me the you don't know who my parents are vibes.
Man.
That nigga run up and put paws on you. That shit, imagine though. Part of me getting your ass up by Tom Brady. Yo, I jump off a cliff.
I just wanted to see Honey Badger just swing on that nigga, because Honey Badger
one time, yo.
Hey, you know Honey Badger don't care.
Don't give a fuck. Am I the only one that isn't happy for Antonio Brown?
No, I am, just because it's been nice rubbing it in Steelers fans' faces who've been saying he ain't been doing shit all year when you really, clearly.
No.
So
I said I'm not.
No. I heard what you said. I disagree.
I'm not happy or sad.
I mean, I was going to say, like honestly, yeah, I'm not on either side of that fence, for real. I guess I'm kind of, like, neutral. I mean, it's not that I give a fuck. It's not that I'm, like, I'm mad that he got it. It gives me an opportunity to troll Steelers fans. So I appreciate it. Because
everybody's like, you know, hey, congratulations, Antonio Brown. You deserve it. I mean, if you're going based off talent, cool. But this nigga has done everything wrong the past 2-3 years. And now he's getting rewarded with a fucking Super Bowl.
So with me,
karma is not real.
I was like, with me, I was a diehard AB fan. Like, AB was my favorite receiver in the league. And when he first started with his shit, y'all know I was defending AB, but it got to the point where I'm like, nigga, fuck, man, I can't.
When he went to the Raiders and started calling niggas crackers, I was like, bro,
that's the thing.
I was done. So I'm just like, all right, cool, we got a bowl, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm not going to let niggas do is sit here and act like Antonio Brown's not a Hall of Famer. That's what I'm not going to do.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Famer. He was a Hall of Famer without the championship.
Exactly. Antonio Brown's not a Hall of Famer. They doing the same shit to LeSean McCoy. Like, LeSean McCoy's a fucking Hall of Famer. Get the fuck out of here. And niggas be talking about he's not a Hall of Famer because of the back-to-back Super Bowl rings, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, he was a Hall of Famer long before that. He was a Hall of Famer when he left Philly. Like, he's
crazy that Brady had three Hall of Famers on his team who are still actually really good. That's nuts, bro.
That is crazy to think about.
Don't nobody mention that, though. AB, Gronk, and McCoy.
Well, McCoy ain't do shit.
I mean, still, throughout the season, he's on the team.
Let's not forget about JPP, who's a Hall of Famer that's still balling.
Like, I was talking about on the offensive end.
Okay, on the offensive side, yeah.
Yeah, but that mutant-ass nigga, he's a Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah. And Ndamukong Suh's going to get Hall of Fame votes as well. So
I never liked Ndamukong Suh. I think he's a dirty player.
College. I fucking love Suh.
I mean, he's talented, but the nigga always came off as a dirty player.
What game is just...
I mean, he came off as a dirty player. You mean him stomping niggas while they're on the ground? I mean, he just kind of like... He projected himself into that dirty player role.
Think about it. The thing about it is he was just born in the wrong era.
Yeah, that's real.
If he played in the 80s and 90s, he'd be a GOAT. But in this era, you can't be doing that shit. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta stomp a nigga in his nuts.
With cleats?
Just like did you see Boondocks? When he put the steel boot on with
that shit, yes. And ran all the way down the hallway and
fucking Doug Nicholson made a whole song talking about stomp him in the nuts. Sometimes you just gotta stomp a nigga in his nuts.
That's not the fucking Boondocks.
I was waiting on it. We compare real life to my fucking Boondocks.
So you mean to tell me that Boondocks doesn't apply to real life? There wasn't real life Boondocks.
I watched Huey kick his 7 or 8 year old brother down the entire flight of steps. He didn't hit one step. He just hit the floor. Nigga got up unscathed. We not comparing the Boondocks to the Ndamukong Suh really stomping niggas in the nuts with cleats.
Stomp a nigga in his nuts to let him know you ain't fucking around. Fuck you and your ball sack, nigga.
God damn, cleats though.
Hey. Hey, you can wear a cup. You chose not to wear that cup. So here go your balls.
Yeah, nigga woke up and said, nah, I don't think a nigga gonna stomp me in the nuts with cleats today.
Hey. You knew you was playing against Ndamukong Suh. You gotta always protect the McNuggets, nigga.
He said you better do your motherfucking, you better watch your film.
You knew who you was playing against,
bro. Imagine watching a film trying to see how many times a nigga stomped somebody up. Jeez. Trying to get his stomps, trying to figure out his stomps in the season. Shit.
Yeah, I remember going on my senior year, we was playing Virginia Tech. You know, I watched film on this nigga all summer because he was like that. Wyatt Teller, he's starting left guard for the Cleveland Browns right now. He's top five guard in the league. That motherfucker was dirty. He used to do a lot of dirty ass shit. And I used to watch for that shit too. He ain't do none of that shit to me, but he used to do a lot of dirty ass shit. He was cool though. I fucked with him. We still friends to this day. But you do watch film for dirty shit. Like, let me see what this motherfucker gonna do. Cause he was punching that ball sacks at the bottom of the pile and everything. He was doing that shit.
Nigga said respect for Travis Kelce. He went from being blown out against the Bucks to playing for the Grizzlies the next day.
But they got blown out.
The Grizzlies too. Also got blown out. You know, it's crazy how much them niggas look alike, bro. Fucking him and Valanciunas, that shit is nuts. Oh, man. I guess that's it for the Super Bowl discussion. Realistically, I mean, it's way too early, but off the top of your head, who will be y'all favorites next year? I mean, for me, I feel like the obvious choice is Kansas City, but...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is early, but...
no draft, no free agency.
Yeah, if we make bold predictions. Yeah, but the more I think about it, the harder it gets.
We doing bold predictions?
I mean, just off the top of your head, it ain't got to be bold, because, I mean, like you said... We don't know what the team's looking like. And Derek, I just saw that Patrick Mahomes meme. Oh my God. Nigga pulled up to the drive through and said, let me get 14 new niggas to play with. Oh man.
No, that's real.
I mean, I guess we gotta consider taking the Bucks serious next year if Brady comes back, right?
And Evans already said he's willing to restructure his contract to bring some people back.
Marshall Lattimore's son out here doing charity. That's what's up.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck if he got Super Bowl. He's still Marshall Lattimore's son.
I'm gonna go Kansas City versus.
I don't know who's coming up. Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, it's gonna be a motherfucking rematch.
I feel like NFC is really where a lot of the teams are going to change shape, because Kansas City is going to look the same for the most part.
So. Tampa, it's going to be Tampa, Kansas City again, and the young goat, baby goat's going to come and reclaim his throne. Fuck you, man.
I would love for that to be the case.
Nah, I wouldn't feel satisfaction from it, because people only going to say, well, he's already the goat, something, you know?
Yeah.
Really doesn't matter. Brady's on his way out.
He's been to 11.
Right, suck my dick.
I mean, the one thing that we do know is that none of our teams is going to be on that bitch.
Thanks.
Well, I don't know that.
Say that. Yeah, I do. Say it, bro. Say it with your chest, bro. Say it with your chest. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. I know that. Jameis ain't. If we beat Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship or something with Jameis as our quarterback, that would be sweet justice.
Boy, if y'all did that shit, Tampa fans, y'all might as well just go ahead and retire.
I'm just so mad Brady went through Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes to win a Super Bowl.
He really did. I was just about to say that too. Get out my head, but my Pat. You know what I'm saying? Get out my head, bro. That is the craziest shit.
This is.
That's the shit I wanted for Breeze, but he couldn't get the fucking job done. Before we close out, I saw this post on Facebook. It said, one gotta go. It's a picture of Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Edge, and Rey Mysterio. A nigga commented, Jeff Hardy, and I don't even know this nigga, but I almost blocked him.
You said Jeff Hardy?
Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Edge, and Rey Mysterio. For me, it's easily Rey Mysterio.
It's gotta be Rey Mysterio.
Right. No disrespect to Rey Mysterio, but between Edge, Jeff Hardy, my favorite of all time, and Randy Orton, nah, bro.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Then again, Derek, I just realized Derek don't know what the fuck we talking about.
No, you're good. So. You're good. I was over here lost the sauce anyway. As soon as you started talking, I went ahead and started texting all these niggas back. Oh, everybody my phone hit me up. I started hitting them back. That's funny. It's all right. All right, so. It's not that I won't, you know, I won't knock it. Just for the offense, okay?
That's it for the Mind Reads podcast.
It's probably been the most fuck boy episode we done did so far.
Yeah, this whole episode was just depressing, bro. All
right. So, bro, I'm mad. You know what? I'm low-key salty. We should have just did this shit late last night. Because this is how I had to start my day.
This shit was more depressing than the Kobe episode, bro. And that's saying something.
Damn near. Damn. Yo. Oh,
what, nigga?
Like, all right, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
But my boy Reese all the way this morning for real.
Yo, oh, disrespect.
Oh man. Signing out for well, y'all don't leave the meeting. I'ma just start recording because I want to ask y'all something. But off the air. But yeah, signing out. We'll be back later this week with another episode. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Derek a bitch.
I was just waiting for it. I knew it was coming.